Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Corn producers had to deal with more than a few corn disease problems this past season. Nebraska Extension plant pathologist Tamara Jackson-Zeem says most of the problematic diseases overwinter, with the exception of one, and the prevalence of these pests could largely depend upon where you live in the state.
Well, this past year in 2025 was a major disease year for people growing corn here in Nebraska, but it really depended on which part of the state that you lived in, which disease or diseases you may have been dealing with. And so, in particular, in eastern parts of Nebraska, we saw a lot more southern rust than we normally see. In fact, it was historically severe in some areas. And so, as you're making management decisions this winter for disease control in the 2026 growing season, I want to send some reminders out that for a lot of the diseases we deal with, everything except the rust, like southern rust, overwinters. And so if you've had any of these, there's a good chance you can see them again. Southern rust won't overwinter. And so that impacts, you know, some of our management decisions. Just having a lot of it in 25 does not impact what we have in 2026. All the other diseases, though, are a possibility, like tar spot. And so in extreme eastern and central Nebraska, now tar spot is beginning to become a bigger issue. And so this winter, as you've already made a lot of your seed selections, keep your disease history in mind and positioning hybrids when you select those that are going to be a little more resistant, have a little more defense to them. And that's one way we can reduce input costs in this coming 2026 season. And so keep your disease ratings in mind, working with your seed company agronomist to find the most suitable ones for your fields and their disease history. Another point that I wanted to emphasize about corn diseases in 2026 was to also look back at 2025. There were a lot of conditions during the 2025 season that may have impacted grain quality, for instance. And so having a lot of leaf diseases may have caused plants to dry down very rapidly. We may have compromised stalk integrity, so standability may have been a problem in a lot of those fields. But also, we had some ear rot diseases and just some grain quality issues. And if you had any of that in your fields, or any of your neighbors did, there's a good chance you might too. So the grain that went into the bin would still have some of those ear rot disease or fungi, and they turn into grain molds and they survive even under the best storage conditions, but we can slow them down. And so keeping in mind in the winter months when we're having fluctuating temperatures, we can have condensation in the bin when we have these big swings in temperature. Condensation, that moisture, is going to drive more fungal growth and impact grain quality. And so continue checking the grain quality in your stored corn, and you might need to consider running the fans more often when we have these big temperature swings to maintain quality better, or just using and getting rid of the worst quality stuff, knowing it won't store as well. So I wanted to remind everybody too, especially when we look out in western Nebraska, where you had more precipitation this year than normal, and that's a wonderful thing, but it does also impact diseases. And so you might have seen some diseases that were less common in your area, or maybe they were just worse than normal. And some of the best examples of those were bacterial diseases like Goss's bacterial wilt and blight and bacterial leaf streak. Honestly, those were worse across the state, but maybe worst in western Nebraska. And then, of course, the ear rot diseases that seem to have been worse in that western third of the state as well. So be sure and run the fans and check condition of the grain that's in storage.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.